welcome once again, friends, to another broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. This is Pastor Paul Tabano of Harvest Church in Clifton Park, New York, and I'm so glad you have decided to share this time with us. I pray today's program will be life-changing as you listen to the uncompromised Word of God. Now let's join a service already in progress. I care about where you are in Christ, and I care that you grow during this time and you don't become, how can I say that, somebody whose faith is become so small that we don't even know that it's available to us. Listen to me now. Are we speaking what's happening? I hear so many people speaking what's going on rather than saying what the Word says. We are speaking about what is happening. It's the words of men. We're listening to them. But instead, what we need to do is say what is already written. Amen. Listen to me now. I wrote, this is what the Lord gave me this morning. If we speak what's happening, we produce more fear. But if we produce what's written, faith will begin to explode. Amen. He drew me to that scripture when he told them we're going to the other side. They woke him up and said, don't you care that we perish? And when Jesus stood up and rebuked the storm, he knew the source of it, he said, where is your faith? And towards the end of that same scripture, it says, why were you so fearful? Because they had forgotten what he said. Because if they had remembered, they wouldn't even have bothered to wake him up. But what happens is, when we see what's happening around us, and that affects us, those circumstances, we are driven to fear. Fear is faith in the devil. It's as simple and as plain as that. I'm telling you, here's an expression, if you don't mind, the Lord gave to me, that fear produces confusion. Fear will bring absolute confusion to you and I, but faith never brings confusion. Faith always brings peace. Faith always brings peace. Listen to this if you don't mind. Faith is a place of rest. Say it out loud with me. Faith is a place of rest. Faith calms the effects of the storms. Sometimes we talk more about the circumstances rather than the answer. Let me try that again. We talk more about the circumstances. Did you hear what this one said? Did you hear what that one said? I don't care what they said. The Bible tells me that God's word is forever settled in heaven. So why do I want to listen to what man is saying? And man has no idea what's going on either. I'd rather talk about something that's already been determined and is solid. You've heard me say this over and over again, but the pastor likes repetition. If it's not in the Bible, it's not in my vocabulary. If it's not in the Word, it's not in my vocabulary. Why not? Because everything else is worthless to talk about. I'm here to tell you that God is in control of everything that is going on. He hasn't missed a beat. If he hasn't missed it, then I'm not going to miss it because I've got my heart focused on the Word of God. I pulled this little note out of my Bible when I was in the office praying a minute ago, and this is Job chapter 38, verses 1 through 3 in the Message Bible. And now finally, God answered Job from the eye of the violent storm. He listened to Job chapter after chapter. That's it, Job. I've had enough. I think God's about there right now. Hey, children of God, hey, those that have been blood washed, those that I took out of sin, took you out of the darkness, stop talking about what's happening around you, because as soon as you talk about it, it's burned up and consumed. But if you'd say what I've already said in my word, you will find out strength will come into your spirit man. Strength will come back into your house. Strength will come back into your marriage. I'm telling you, stop talking. I think I said it Wednesday night. They're idle words. They're loose talking words. Idle words are unemployed words. Don't talk about what's not in the word. Well, Pastor, you can do that because, you know, you're the preacher. You should be over here. No, all of us should be in the same. The cross leveled the playing field for everybody. Amen? So listen to what God said to Job. This is something you and I can pick up on. Why do you confuse the issue? Why do you talk without knowing? Why do you confuse the issue? You know, I confuse the issue is by talking about something outside the Word of God and let that become Lord and give you direction rather than the Word of God. God does not produce fear. Very plain in Timothy. God has not given me a spirit of fear. Okay, hold on a minute. If he hasn't given me a spirit of fear, where does it come from? It comes from another source, not from God. It comes from the enemy. Can I say this to you? Don't jump up and down too high. This fear is a spirit. That's all it is. It's a spirit. A spirit. How many of you saw the Wizard of Oz at one time or another? All the noise and they look behind the curtain. You got to be kidding me. That's what fear is. Can I say this? Here's a revelation for me and you. Fear is a bunch of noise. The other kind of noise I hear, it says it in James, that the demons tremble at the sound of that name. The sound we hear are the knees knocking together of every demon in hell just by mentioning the name of Jesus. Remember the book of Acts? Well, you can no longer speak in the name of Jesus. Why is the name of Jesus so powerful? If it's powerful, I'm going to keep saying the name of Jesus. Not to disappoint anybody, but Mark 4 says that Satan comes immediately to steal the seed, and Jesus is the seed. So the word is so important and powerful in our lives that the enemy doesn't want us around it. He doesn't want it in our house. He doesn't want it in our hearts. He doesn't want it in our children. He doesn't want it anywhere around because that speaks of his defeat. His defeat. He's already been defeated, disrupted by Calvary. Listen to the rest of this. Huh? Up on your feet, stand tall. I have some questions for you. I want some straight answers from you. I think God's looking for some straight answers from you and I. That is saying what the word says. Amen. Say amen. Glory to God. Listen to this statement. Marvelous victories have been won through, not through loose talking, but through saying what the word says. Saying what the word says. Have you ever seen a police officer and he'll go like this, stop? He has what? The authority, but he doesn't have the ability to stop us. But we stop because he's in authority. The word of God wants to stop us from letting our lips cause agony and cause disruption in our lives. Because it doesn't only affect us, moms and dads. It affects our children all around you. I think my wife, the Lord spoke to her word. I don't know if you said today, trauma. There's so much trauma in the body of Christ. So much trauma in our children. Trauma in our marriages. Well, speak to trauma. Put your finger at it, point at it, the same way Jesus did to that tree, and it withered up. See, all these words and the spirit of fear will wither up just because the name of Jesus has been spoken. Say the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Listen to what Rick Renner said. I wrote this down. It's powerful. So often we just go with the pre-planned program of the day. Boy, isn't that the truth? Well, I got to do this and got to do that. I'm here to tell you, listen now, God wants to instill his program, which is the word of God, to build us up into our lives. Listen now, so often we just go with the pre-planned program of the day and miss what the Holy Spirit's attempting to say to us. So many times I find myself so busy that I miss out on what God wants to say to me because I'm so busy I don't tune in to what the Holy Spirit wants. All of us need to look at things a little differently. It seems we become so programmed in every realm of life that it is amazing he's able to talk to us at all. I can bear witness to that and had to apologize to God more than once. Forgive me, Father, for going and doing what I wanted to do rather than the plan that you gave me for that day. See, faith is trusting God. Faith is trusting God. Turn over to Joshua. In the sixth chapter, God had a plan. Man could have disrupted it, but God had a plan. Now, Jericho is fenced town, high walls, 40 foot high actually, was tightly closed because of the Israelites. No one went in, no one went out. Wow. And the Lord said to Joshua, listen, you and I have to have a Joshua spirit that when God speaks to us, we don't ask questions. There's no place where there's a question asked by Joshua. Nowhere does it found that way. Because Joshua was a man of God. I like Joshua 1. He speaks this way to Joshua. Joshua, my servant Moses is dead now. Well, give me a chance to grieve. We had that dinner after the funeral. They got some good food today. He took no time at all for Joshua to take a breath. But he said, Joshua, you're the next guy in line. Joshua had learned from Moses through his errors and doing things right. to listen to God and do what he said only. Remember Moses early on? He said, I'll take care of this, God. He tried to kill the Egyptians one by one. Well, God had to put him on the backside of the desert for 40 years to get all of Moses out of Moses. Joshua saw that, amen, and he was not going to let those things happen to him. You can learn through mistakes of others. Listen to what it says now. I have given, say I have given, I have given Jericho into your hands. What did he say? He said, I've already given it to you. See, that's faith talking. I've already given it to you. Let me try that again. I've already given it to you. See, you and I are always going to have a Jericho in front of us. We're always going to have Goliath in our life. They're nothing new. They're all over the place. But God gives us through his word plans how to take our Jericho on and see them crumble. Wow. See, if we don't talk about how big the walls are and how many armed men, and they said I think they could put like three chariots or so, they could run across the top of the wall. That's how thick it was. See, those were the circumstances. And if we talk about the circumstances, that's loose talk, and loose talk will produce fear where we can't see clearly what the word of God is saying. But if you can have a Joshua spirit, if I can have a Joshua spirit and say what God says out of my mouth and never say something else, God's going to give us one Jericho after the other. Listen now. He said, I've already given it into your hands. Go like this. He's already given it to me in my hands. He's already taken care of your Jericho, your marriage, which isn't working good. He's already given you that rebellious child back in Jesus' name. Back in the 70s, I had a fence business, put myself through school by having the fence business, putting up fences, and all of a sudden, the economy went bad. It went totally bad. There was no work anywhere. The IRS had just informed us that we owed them back taxes. How'd that happen, Pastor? Well, I was involved with somebody who went to church on Christmas and Easter, and I got in business with him. He was supposed to be doing the books, and I did the labor, but he wasn't. He says, you know what, Paul, I forgot. You forgot? And I was so naive, I didn't bother to check. I just trusted him. So now we have an economy that has gone south. Nothing's working. There's no work out there at all. We owe money. I think it was $20,000. I'm in school. I'm a college student. How am I going to get by this? And I went to my knees and said, God, you're going to have to supply my needs according to your riches and glory. Don't you know in that 1 week, we had three big fence jobs, all industrial with barbed wire on the top, and we were able, listen, to put all of those up, pay the debt back, and still had some left over. Glory to God. Well, how did that happen, Pastor? I made a mistake and apologized to God for getting involved in business with somebody who I was not equally yoked with. Amen? I remember when I prayed that prayer, the Holy Spirit spoke this to me. He said, you live in an economy outside the economy of this country. And then I heard a pastor come in here one time, said the same thing. You, the believer in the kingdom of God, live in an economy inside the economy. That means God, the kingdom of God within us, is going to supply all of our needs according to his riches. See, man can't do that. You, the believer in the kingdom of God, live in an economy inside the economy.
This is Pastor Carolyn Tabano. I hope you've enjoyed today's broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. If today's program has encouraged you and you would like to become a partner with this ministry, please send all correspondence and financial contributions to Harvest Church, 303 Grooms Road, Clifton Park, New York, 12065. If you would like to download today's message and view our complete media library, or if you'd like to know more about this ministry, you can find us at soldoutforjesus.com. Until next time, remember that you too can be sold out for Jesus because Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive.